I'm just trying to build my redneck paradise, that's all. Chicken coop's on the list. Yeah, Tom, I remember when I first moved back home from college and got my first place on my own, I called it in the ghetto of Romeo. It was off of Spring Street, and it was an old apartment, which is basically a flat. I think they were quadplex units, and baseboard heat, no central air kind of deal, and it was infested with mice. I'd wake up in the morning with my dog, who was only 4 at the time, and we'd go in the kitchen, and we'd have to smack mice. It was crazy. It was like literally something on a movie. Turn on the lights, mice are running all over the counters. So I would smack them on the floor, and he would grab them, bite them, and kill them, and we did that for a couple weeks until I finally got through to the landlord, and she was in denial, and then they magically fixed some holes on the exterior of the building, and then I didn't have any more mice.
And what they did is they actually dug a hole through my cobblestone on the front. They dug a hole underneath that, came up underneath, came in underneath the crawl space in the living room, and then, because my house is an old farmhouse, so I got a Michigan basement, and, they chewed a hole in my baseboard in my bedroom. They were behind the TV eating the cat food. They're eating the dog food. They're underneath the kitchen sink. They were everywhere. It was just, they destroyed probably about 4 or 5, binders worth of paperwork, from everything. So after I got rid of that bird feeder and I bought one that stay up on the tree, and then I put it in the back of the yard, and no more mice.